Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today by phone is Dr. Kathleen Annette. She is the CEO of the Blandin Foundation, and she is going to talk about a new survey that was just released called Rural Pulse. The Rural Pulse survey has been done since 1998. It's really kind of a bird's eye view of attitudes and feelings and perspectives that Minnesotans have about their communities.
We're really looking at the perceptions of community members. And this year we were able to do not only rural, but urban also.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was kind of a new thing. I also see that there was an effort to look at minority communities or communities of color within both the rural and urban areas as well.
Yes, we did a deeper dive, in fact, not only into that group, but also in our local area, Itasca, which is our local giving area.
Mm-hmm. So some of the things that kind of jumped out at me, first of all, on the quality of life, actually, it seems like people are generally fairly happy with the quality of life.
They are, and that was reflected in the survey. The perception is that rural Minnesota is a good place to live. Quality of life indicators certainly reflected that.
Now, the one thing that I did notice is that there is one subset, those who are financially strapped, do not have a good outlook on the future, it seems, on a number of different issues that they were asked about.
Yes, they seem, the people, in fact, there are three groups that struck me as being perhaps less optimistic, particularly about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was those that are under the age of 35, those that actually make less than $35,000 a year, and of interest, too, is the small business owners. There seems to be less optimism about the economy with those specific groups.
Yeah, and that's interesting. The other thing that I noted, that there was actually a higher percentage of urban to rural movement in terms of migration than rural to urban.
Yeah, the question we actually asked on that was, in the past 2 years, have you considered a movement either from rural to urban or urban to rural?
Ah.
And you're absolutely right. 15% of rural had considered moving to urban for jobs primarily, and 17% of urban folks were thinking, you know, we might move rural, and the reason is for the quality of life.
Yeah. Then I was noticing, too, there were some interesting things when you get into the diverse communities. Minnesota does continue to diversify, but we have a gap when it comes to the diverse communities in leadership positions.
Yes, it does, and it's fascinating because we ask why. And, of course, one of the most common reasons is we just don't have time.
Mm.
But there's a pretty significant number that say, I don't engage in leadership because I'm never asked. And we think, what an opportunity that could be. As communities look for leadership potential, there's a whole pool that perhaps we could access just by asking.
Well, that's good information to know. Thank you, Kathleen. That's Dr. Kathleen Annette. She's the CEO of the Blandin Foundation, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.